This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Identifies as kick-ass. This is the show other radio shows fear. Are you ready to have fun?
I'm so ready.
The fun starts now.
All you women are lesbians. You're lesbos. You like freaking licking on the clit. That's all you women. You cannot tell me I am wrong.
Well, yes, I can.
Okay, explain why I'm wrong.
Because not all women are lesbians.
Every one of you, if given the opportunity, would engage in lesbian behavior.
Now, you see, you just need to get your proper lingo here.
You know what? I've actually been told by some younger ones, because it's real weird. I said pound sand to somebody, and they're like, man, that's so 90s. I don't know. I don't understand these kids' lingo now. I'm confused.
I don't think anybody understands a lot of the kids' lingo nowadays.
I sure don't. It's hard for me because their feelings get hurt so freaking quick.
No.
I've done it a million times. They look at me like I'm some kind of idiot.
Well,
I guess that's what happens when you get older, huh?
Yeah, because they know it all.
Well, we knew it all too, but I wasn't so sensitive.
No, we didn't have a reason to be sensitive.
You know how my personality is and how I say stupid stuff, but
yes,
they like get butt hurt.
They do. They get real butthurt. Don't call them out on the fact that they can't do math either.
Oh, they can't do math. But anyway, so my lingo. Why do I have to get my lingo correct?
Not all women are lesbians. They're either gay or bi.
Ain't that the same thing?
No.
What do you mean that's not the same thing?
A lesbian only likes women and not men.
So my lingo's up.
Yeah.
But you have to agree that a woman would take another woman in a heartbeat. And I don't blame them because women are hot.
That's because women know what women want.
Well, besides that, I'm talking about, you know what? A woman, whether it be with a soft, hot-ass body and not no freaking gorilla.
Not no hairy monster.
Not no hairy monster.
Nah, no.
I do feel for some women, man. Guys have freaking carpet on their backs, and it's like, ooh, how do you mess around with
nasty.
That?
That's nasty. God, I'm getting a visual of a man wearing a tank top with hair hanging, like sticking.
And they
out
actually
the back
proud of that shit, man.
It's so gross. It's like,
so that's why I say women are going to go after another woman.
Yeah, because it's not as hairy, monstrous. Ew.
So when does a woman have their first experience of kissing another woman? I kissed a girl and I liked it.
Oh, Jesus, don't quit your day job.
Oh, I won't.
Don't do that again. Don't do that again. That was just wrong.
So when would your first kiss?
Anywhere from.
Of a woman.
Seventh grade on, but most of them won't admit to it till college.
What do you mean? I don't understand. Go ahead.
College seems to be the thing where you experiment.
Oh, it's college. Well, you are there to learn.
Yeah, exactly. So learning new things.
So when was your first womanly kiss?
Eighth grade.
Eighth grade? Did you tongue?
No.
Get out of here.
No, it was like TV show kisses. You know, like
those are so gay, ain't they? Those are so weird. You can tell it's like, dude.
Yeah, there was no tongue. No.
None at all.
No. No.
When was your first French?
College.
She went to college to learn.
Went to college to get more knowledge.
You didn't get much knowledge, did you?
No. No.
That's what I say. You know what? College is a waste of time. They, you know, indoctrinate your kids for one, and two, they don't know the real world. You know that? I do not believe that these, you know why they're professors, especially the business ones. It's like, dude, you're trying to teach somebody else something and you're freaking broke. You're out there making what? $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year. And you're talking all this big business stuff. Hello.
Nothing. I just glanced at a couple comments that were making me laugh.
You laugh if the wind blows.
Only if it blows the right way.
You laugh when you fart. You're 50 years old and you still fucking laugh.
I do. So what?
That's so stupid.
I laugh when you fart too. And I tell you, get out. Get out of my womb.
Yeah, I do stink up that room, don't I?
God, you're nasty.
I am.
I'm going to wash your butthole.
Sometimes it rips.
Ew.
Don't you notice when you're in the bathtub and you fart, it goes up your back? Or yeah. Up your cooter pocket?
Yeah.
You were talking about stinky people.
Yeah, yesterday.
Who's more stinkier, women or men?
Men.
Why do you say men?
Men.
You ever smell your cooter pocket?
Because women can shave off all their bodily hair. Because that hair is what keeps the smell in.
Well, duh.
And a lot of men don't like manscaping.
Well, that's so 90s. You got to bring back the 70s bush. It help. You know what? It helps women everywhere floss. Keep their teeth nice.
So that's what it sounds like when you're trying to, like, it's like stuck in your throat.
Every woman's sound, you can make that one.
Yeah, everybody can.
So what else attracts women to women?
What attracts women to women?
Yes.
Women are more attractive to look at.
Well, I can't disagree. I can't disagree.
Women have softer hands.
Okay.
Like when they touch you.
She's not awake today.
Yeah. What do you mean I'm not awake today?
You know I don't like pauses in the thing.
I'm not pausing. You didn't understand what I meant. The look I got.
So women like touching other women because they're soft.
Their hands are softer. You guys have like gritty hands.
I got calluses all over my hands.
Yeah, it's gross.
What do you mean it's gross?
That makes it like when you're touching a woman and you got calluses on your hands. Yes, it shows that you're a hardworking man. But at the same time, it's not very pleasing on the skin.
That's why they made lotion.
Yeah.
I thought it was just for jacking off.
No.
It's to make your skin soft.
It's to make your skin soft, not just for jacking off. You're stupid.
Men have to use lotion, you know, the wank, the twank. But
a real man can just spit.
Well, that's true. That's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. I agree. But what aids do a woman need to masturbate?
What does a woman need to masturbate?
Yeah, do they have to have lotion or something?
No, just a good vibrator.
That's all it is.
Yeah, and most women don't even need that. They just use their hand. Me, I prefer the vibrator. Thank you.
So do women actually come on the back of a Harley?
Not that I know of. I haven't.
What do you mean? You know, my Road King, that sucker vibrates everywhere.
No, not it's not not enough, because if it'd be different if maybe I was on the front and closer to the like tank. Because with the seat being that is leather, you don't feel as much of the vibration.
You always bitch when you're on the back of the Road King.
Why? It vibrates my legs more than it does anything. Not there. Not in the right place.
Not in the right place.
Not in the right place.
So do you think sex with a woman's better than a man?
No.
She's lying.
But it could be.
What do you mean it could be?
If you got the right person.
I think, you know what, you don't have to be embarrassed to be by, you know, women. It's a thing today, ain't it?
Yeah, it's, well, you know, everything's acceptable nowadays.
What do you mean by acceptable? Society has changed its viewpoint?
Well, I wouldn't say all of society, but a lot of society has changed their viewpoint.
When do you think it started to change? See, we're 50, you're almost 51.
And, yeah, I gotta rub it in.
And 9 years away from 60.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When do you think it's like it changed? Because we're Generation X. Do you think it changed with millennials?
What would that be, our son's age?
No, he's Z.
Oh, so it'd be younger than our son?
No, younger than us.
Oh. I would have to say when. I don't know. Who's the one below us? The millennials?
Yeah. It had to go with them.
It had to be them.
Even though they're stupid.
But I'd say even our son's generation.
Well, yeah, because now it's Generation X. They're the ones coming up in their 20s.
I say the millennials and Gen X.
So they're the ones that are the cause of all our problems.
Mm-hmm. Well, because if you think about it, a lot of the ones that are doing the weird, I don't know, saying they're...
But you know what? One thing I am glad about...
Saying they're a cat. I mean, it's well, you know, like...
That's something different.
It's like our son's age.
That's something different. One thing I do have to say is it is kind of better for them people, the LGBTQRS people.
Where the frick is an RS from?
I don't fucking know. They just keep on adding to it.
It's LGBTQ. Plus,
they don't have to fear anymore. Because if you look at the 80s and 90s where we grew up, you see, I don't like anybody getting hurt. I don't care what the hell you do. I don't want to see you get hurt.
Not a lot of people came out.
Because they would get hurt.
Yeah, they get, yeah, big time.
And I don't like that.
Mm-hmm. People, I mean... There's still areas and people that still
down south. I can tell that, you that
that still will, you know, I guess they're, what is it? Homophobic,
stupid bastards, like
where they will
skinheads or something,
where they will, you know, purposely wait outside gay bars to like beat somebody up or whatever.
And I don't think that's right. What's it your business?
I mean, there's people, you know, there's still areas where the people do that kind of crap. And it's like, God, get over it.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's your business?
It ain't. It's nobody's business what they're doing. They're inside a building. If you're not in there,
if somebody wants to
suck
on a schlong, let them suck on a schlong.
I mean, that's what they
want to do. It's none of your shit.
It's what they want to do. Let them do their thing. They ain't bothering you.
Nobody. No. So I do think in that aspect that it's cool. Me, you know, I don't approve with chicks with dicks. Don't approve it. But hey. I'm not out there trying to push my shit on somebody else.
Right.
A lot of people complain that they're pushing it on us. Ignore it.
Yeah.
Why do you got to get stupid and hurt somebody?
Because people are ignorant. That's why. Because, I mean, if they're in a... See, this is what I don't get. Why do people get so offended when it's guy with another guy than when it's a woman with a woman?
Because it's not natural. Woman with woman, like you say, it's always about sensitivity and stuff.
Yeah, but still.
Plus, he gets our rocks off.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's what it is. That's
but see
exactly
how you turned everything. I was trying to sit there and stick up for him, where people shouldn't judge somebody on what they do in the bed.
No, they shouldn't. People shouldn't judge anybody, period. I mean, it shouldn't matter what people do.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you got to admit, I'm pretty cool around them. I had a whole fucking table of lesbians at your reunion on me.
You had three.
So?
That's not a whole table.
But they were feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, that's because they didn't come out in high school.
But then they did. And I thought I was cool. I thought I was cool as hell.
Yeah, I don't think any of them came out until, God, probably over 5 years after high school.
But they were sitting there alone.
Right.
And I know there was talk within that reunion of them.
Oh, yeah, there was, because I heard some of it.
What did you hear?
I don't even know why they showed up.
That's what you were hearing from these people.
Yeah.
But wasn't it funny when I went over there?
Then all
here
of a sudden,
this is here I here did. This biker goes over there that you would think that's homophobic, but I wasn't. And sat there, have a conversation, making them laugh. They actually became the center of attraction because everybody started coming by us.
Yeah.
What did you think of that? How you were hearing, well, why did they show up? And all of a sudden, you cocksuckers are over by us.
Yeah, I kind of, like, when I seen everybody kind of gravitating over towards you guys, I actually was just, I started shaking my head and laughing.
Why is that?
Because I'm like, you know, half of the people that were over there were the ones saying, you know, I don't even know why they bothered showing up.
Or did
up.
You come over because you were afraid I was going to say something to somebody?
No, I don't care. No,
because I did.
By that point, I didn't care because everybody there was kind of pissing me off. So,
but what did that make you think about them type of people gravitating towards me?
What, the lesbians?
No, not the lesbians. I'm talking about the other cocksuckers who thought they were better than everybody.
Yeah, the ones that kept trying to say how they knew you and they didn't.
Oh, I told them straight up. I was like, who the fuck are you?
I know you from baseball.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You weren't even in the same league as me.
No, our school never played your school.
But it was so interesting to see that happen.
It was.
Because I seen, you know, three people sitting there. They were miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And they felt uncomfortable. So I went and talked to them. Mm-hmm. And they were laughing by the end of the night.
Yeah. I think we were one of the first ones to leave, too.
Yeah, I get bored easy. I get bored. And when I get bored, I get agitated. And when I get agitated, I start saying stupid shit.
Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, let's go. I'm like, okay.
So you had a situation where you had people talking about them.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, they
didn't that make you mad?
It did. That's one of the reasons why when everybody started gravitating towards you guys outside, that was when I'm just like, God, I don't even care if he says anything now. I'm like, I really don't. I'm not going to one of these things again. So I don't even care. I'm like, that's it.
But it's interesting to see how people change over the years.
Oh, yeah. And you know what's
funny?
They
still keep the dumb shit from high school in their head.
Yeah, well, what's funny is it's like majority of the people that were at my high school reunion haven't changed. And I don't mean looks-wise, because they've all changed in that sense.
You notice how they were fat and ugly.
I'm talking their personality. It's like, what, you're at a high school reunion, so you got to act like you're in freaking high school again?
And I think that's what surprised a lot of them people is they didn't know how to react to somebody like me. They don't know how to react to me.
No.
Because I ain't your fucking high school buddies.
You ain't
you're going to just get told. Did you see that guy's mouth drop when I said, no, you didn't?
I thought it was funny. I was like, no way. Oh, I stood there. I'm just
but
like,
you just said no way.
No, I'm like, no way.
Because you didn't think I was going to say nothing.
No, I didn't. Because you said you're when we were before we even went
she
in,
made me promise
that you'd be a good boy.
Did you or did you not?
I did. I did.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I made sure before we went in there, that I said, now, please promise me you're going to behave.
She did say, please,
please, please.
I tried
please.
As long as I could.
Promise me you're going to behave.
And what did I do? I went in there and I went right outside.
Yeah, you went right outside on the balcony, on the patio.
So I wouldn't get in trouble.
Uh-huh. I'd sat out there. And the lesbians gravitated to you.
They did. But I do not find, I don't understand why other people have to hurt people like that. Especially the women. Now, you have all these women that had their nose in the air with these ones, knowing damn well that you wouldn't mind one of them going down on you.
What?
Right or wrong. One of these uppity chicks that were making fun of them. But God, get them alone.
Yeah.
See how hypocritical it is?
It's because they got to show off for their friends.
So that's what it all is. It's showing off.
Mm-hmm. They got to show their shit.
You're waking up with
Motorcycle Madhouse Radio. WMMR-DB Rockford.
People are hypocrites.
Yeah.
Extremely hypocritical.
And it's disgusting.
So that, going back.
Being hypocritical makes you an ugly person.
You know what? That is very interesting you say that.
It is, though.
It does make you an ugly person. It makes you a liar.
Uh-huh. They're one of those types of people that can't walk the walk and talk the talk.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, that's what they are.
I guess you're right on that one.
It's pathetic.
How does somebody live like that? That's what I have to ask.
They're miserable, so, you know, they just got to bring it out in everyone.
So deep down, they know that they're liars.
Mm-hmm. Of course they do.
But they still have to put an act on. Why do you have to put an act on, say, if you're 40 years old? I don't understand it.
What do you mean, why do they have to put an act
on? Why does people have to put an act on that they're something that they're not?
Oh, because they just want to fit in. That's the biggest thing, is you want to pretend to be something you're not so you fit into a specific crowd.
Weren't you told that straight up by some other idiot who claimed to know us forever?
Yeah. And I was trying to fit in.
You're trying to fit in.
Yeah.
Well, you're fake.
Yeah.
You're not fitting in with me.
No.
You're a schmuck.
Yeah, his favorite thing was calling you his brother and me his sister, and I'm like, no. Dude, and no,
dude, I wasn't there.
No, but yet he lived with us.
True,
never happened.
That's just like some people. Let's talk about hypocrites here. Some people, and this, you know, ain't pertaining to you, they go on and they talk about how, say, MC should be. You fuckers are not a part of one. Or you are part of one for like a week or two, and all of a sudden you're a fucking expert. You're a hypocrite. Big time hypocrite. And I laugh at you. You're a fool. Or the new thing is a clown.
You're a clown.
Where the hell did that come from?
I don't know.
What are you, like, freaking Bozo?
That's what I was just going to say. Bozo.
Bozo buckets.
Ronald McDonald.
But I don't like that. There has to be something missing in your life to be a hypocrite or to pick on somebody else.
Yeah. Because if you're miserable, you want everybody else to be miserable. So why not just roll with it? That's what they're doing. They're going to
But don't you find it funny that they're trying to still impress people from high school?
I think it's ignorant.
I think you're a loser.
I think it's complete ignorance. It's like, oh my God, you're like 40 something years old, 50 years old.
Mike's in the house.
Why do you got to impress high school people?
Dude, all I want to do is bang the hot ones that are still hot and get them out of there.
Yeah, well, what was funny though is I looked around my reunion and none of them. No. No.
None of them.
No. Not even the cheerleaders. The cheerleaders all got fat.
It's funny how people really do change as they are older.
Yeah, you know what's funny is those they change their looks change, but their freaking personalities are the same shitty personalities they had.
Well, they are.
They were a teenager.
They are. They
are. Didn't change. That didn't change. But their looks sure did.
And you sit there like, dude, you're acting like you're freaking homecoming queen. Homecoming queen of what, you garbage?
It's like, I don't even know how you got to be homecoming queen. Oh, yeah, because you were the most snottiest one in school.
And sucked off everybody on the football team.
And then ended up dating the quarterback.
I ran into that where, you know, people from high school were hot as hell. Then all of a sudden you see, ooh.
Oh, what happened?
You got hit with the ugly stick.
Imagine you're just like, what happened?
Dude, no more imagine you why I jack off.
You gotta change.
I gotta change visual. That shit up.
You gotta change your visual to someone else.
No shit. And yes, Steve, getting older sucks a big old one, I can tell you that. But I don't know, man. I don't know. How do you feel getting older?
Eh.
I get wore out easier now.
Yeah. More tired. If I could, I'd sleep all day long.
It used to be, hey, let's go party all night. Now it's like, fuck you, I'm going to bed.
It's like 9. We're going to bed. See you later.
Dude, sometimes I go to bed at 7, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, you do. We're so old.
We are. Even sex is a job now. For a man at my age, yeah, sex a fucking, it's a job. It's like, dude, you should be paying me.
Paying you overtime?
Pay me overtime for this.
No. No.
So are you like getting worried in 9 years you're going to be 60?
No, not yet. I will when I get to be like 55.
Well, then you get your senior citizens discount.
I said 54. 52. I don't know. It depends. Every place is different. I could be anywhere from 52 to 55. And I'm going to take full advantage of that senior citizen discount everywhere I go. I don't even care.
So what Hollywood is saying is that he's maturing the older he gets. Nah, I'm actually going backwards. I get stupider because I can't take stupid stuff. Especially out of these younger people. I can't take it.
Well, you can't fix stupid.
Maybe that's the way people our age looked at us when we were younger, like we are dumbasses.
They did. They did. It's every generation looks at the one below and they call them dumbasses.
So do you think you're maturing as your agent?
Dude, no, I still laugh at farts. How is that maturing?
Well, you do have that kind of personality when you're not a bitch.
I mean, farts are funny.
But so you don't think you're maturing in other ways?
Well, in other ways, yeah, I think so. I mean, it's like, you know, every day you got to grow a little bit more as a person.
The hell's happening to you?
What?
Grow as a person.
Yeah.
I think you're going backwards.
How am I going backwards? Because I laugh at farts?
I understand that my patience is definitely wearing thin for stupid people. My patience is I don't like stupid people. I get too stupid around them.
Well, I've noticed as I age, I can't tolerate specific people anymore.
What's like, that? What kind of people?
Well, obviously the dumb ones, because, you know, I see dumb people everywhere. Instead of dead people, it's dumb people. But yeah, it's ignorant, stupid people. That, and sometimes I hate to say it, but our daughter is ignorant.
And you know what? She was never like that.
She's book smart as all hell. Dude, she's got a master's degree, but the ignorance of people, because like the just what I hear customers talking about amongst each other, or
now they wonder why I'm always in the back working on a fucking car,
you know,
because I don't want to deal with people,
or they try to talk to like you about it or whatever. And it's just if I got to hear any more people talk about Biden, I'm probably going to punch people.
Well, he's an old senile asshole,
but it's like
we all know that.
Yeah, but there's people that were coming in yesterday that were talking about how they're going to, well, they don't want Trump, so they're probably just going to end up voting for Biden. And I looked at him and I go, you're freaking stupid.
No, what you should have done was pointed to your gas prices and say, oh, you're going to vote for that? You're a fucking moron.
Well, it's like it cracks me up because it's like y'all want to, you know, you're not following like all the facts and all the data and Jesus, just common sense.
Well, you know what's funny? And here's what I encourage. I encourage this. Everybody in Illinois, every single one of you listening, vote for Robert Kennedy. And you want to know why? Because he'll start taking votes from Biden, and it'll turn this race upside down where Biden can't even cheat. The Democrats are cheating pricks.
Well, I have a feeling that's what's going to end up happening.
I hope to God everybody in Illinois votes for Kennedy.
It ain't gonna happen. They're all gonna vote for freaking Biden because it's freaking states. Well, Chicago anyways.
Yeah, Chicago. Dude, I wish it would fall off the map. Get
somebody
swallowed by Lake
blow
Michigan.
It up. Oh, did I
all
say
of Illinois'
mom?
Problems is because of Chicago. It always has been.
Yeah.
But if you're in a state where Kennedy's on the ballot, vote for him. That way Biden gets his ass kicked even more. I don't like the guy. I think he's a liar. And you know what? All these elites and stuff like that, I hope they burn in hell because they deserve it.
Well, it's like, I don't know how many times you got to sit there and listen to people talk about, and I don't know all my facts either. So if I don't know it, I'm not going to talk about it. But it's, you know, just listening to how people have conversation. You know, I liked it so much better years ago when it was like, do not talk religion or politics when you're out in public.
They used to be that way.
I wish it would go back to that because it was so much better not knowing people's freaking opinion on
who needs
any, on any of that. Because half the time they don't even know what they're talking about because they don't do their due diligence and look up stuff and follow stuff and pay attention to stuff.
Because if they did, they would be like, oh, you're voting for, I'm telling you, point toward your gas prices.
And be like, you just said and made a comment about how our gas prices are so freaking high because they're, by me, they're at the
$3.75
as of yesterday. We went down 4 whole cents.
So you look at them and say, you're an ignorant bastard.
I mean, you're bitching about how gas prices are so high, but yet you want to vote for a Democrat. Nah.
Idiots, man. Idiots.
And it's like, why would you want to vote for somebody that like can't even walk up Air Force One's flat, you know,
that's
stairs?
Like California. I don't understand California people. You sometimes you're morons. Maybe. You sit there and you vote for the same people and wonder why your gas prices are $7 a gallon.
Well, and it's the same thing here.
I guess they got something coming out of you can't sell gasoline cars after 2035 in California. You're fucking morons.
Why?
That's what they said. They don't want no new cars gas. You know what? While you're over here giving away your economic freedoms, China's over there freaking putting all kinds of smoke in the air. That's how ignorant these liberals are. I don't like liberals. I don't like socialists. How can somebody want the government to run their lives? What?
Jason.
Oh, never vote Democrat. You have
to. No, you got to read the sentence.
Yeah, I know. I know.
He said he's putting it in his will after he's dead.
After he's dead.
I am never vote. I am never to vote Democrat.
But who wants to? What? You're not going to have gas cars in California? You stupid.
No, they're going to have ones like Mikey's.
Then other than that, you're going to have
a hydrogen car or something?
Thousands of people out of jobs because of that.
Yeah.
I was talking to a friend of mine who owns a truck driving company. He won't go to California. Don't deliver to them states. They don't like you. Let them starve. Because these morons don't understand it's the truck drivers that feed them.
And if truck drivers can't gas up in your state, how do you expect them to deliver product?
Let them starve. You know what? I get, you know, we do the basics on electric cars and stuff like that. They're freaking hideous. Teslas are all right because they're cool with all the electronics, but what, you want to spend $10,000 on a battery, you schmuck, if it goes bad?
Because that's what you're spending with a Tesla.
And that's not even including labor, you morons.
Let alone if you could find some place to plug it in. They don't exist out here. I've never seen anywhere.
At Stratford Square, or no, at Woodfield, there's one. There's charging stations.
Well, yeah, Woodfield, but I'm talking about out here.
Well, yeah, it's like, dude.
Plugging it in their garage?
Doing an oil change on a Tesla is the easiest job. Don't forget to change your blinker fluid.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. It's suggested that brands avoid using sound effects in podcast ads. And remember to speak in a chill tone. Well, here's a suggestion for everyday life. Tap into the Weather Channel app. It's loaded with insights that help you manage your allergies, breathe easy, and use your outside voice. What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
The personalities on this radio show are going to take a quick break. They're going to get a cup of coffee, call mommy and ask for gas money, and they'll be right back.
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR DB Rockford.
Yeah, I heard that, Jason, that they were going to turn Stratford Square into an apartment complex. You know what they should do with malls? Make it retirement homes.
Just leave it up as a mall.
Leave it up as a mall and make each, retirement homes.
And each store unit can be like an apartment.
An apartment. I think that would be cool. Especially for our generation that hung in our malls.
I want the food.
You still have the food court there. Maybe have some retail in there. I think that would be an awesome freaking ideal. Come on, don't you think that would?
I say they should leave the food court, right? Then they should have like a Walgreens or a CVS or something
inside
in there.
Inside the
mall, right? And then they should have like a
an little, entertainment complex,
like a little, like have a movie theater like they used to.
Yeah.
In the malls. And let's see what else. A little grocery store.
I think it'd be perfect.
Like make it its own little community.
I think that'd be the perfect thing for Stratford. It was big enough.
Jason said it would probably go to the damn migrants, though.
It probably would.
I don't know. I think it'd be cool.
Yeah. Put a sex toy shop in there. What is that one?
Spencer's. Just leave Spencer's there.
Leave Spencer's alone.
Just leave Spencer's in there. It's fine.
I don't know, man. I think that'd be a good investment to do something like that. Take an old ass mall, turn it into a hardcore freaking retirement area with everything in it.
With all the amenities.
Mm-hmm.
Road Rage wants JCPenney's as one apartment. You want the upstairs and the downstairs too, Road Rage?
I don't know, man. As more malls close, the sadder I get. Because that used to be the place where you get in. It was really its own community.
Well, it was the thing to do on weekends when you were like in middle school and high school.
I wonder if Woodfield's going to make it.
So far, so good. But I haven't gone there in so long. I wouldn't mind making a pit stop over there and seeing the inside and how many stores are left.
You think it's not as it used to be?
Well, to be honest with you, with any time that we've ever driven past there, the mall parking lot is still packed.
It's still packed.
Well,
that's a good thing then.
So hopefully that means it's still going strong. But it doesn't mean that there's probably been a lot of closures in stores, though.
I just think the staple of losing Stratford Square sucks.
Stratford Square used to be my favorite because of the fact that it had that waterfall that, you know, the kids were like,
as soon as they took that out is when it started going downhill.
Yeah. Well, because it wasn't too long after they took the waterfall out that they actually shut down the movie theaters inside, too. So it's like it all just went to shit after that.
You know what? The internet has really destroyed a lot of shit. Even though I love Amazon.
Well, I do too.
It still has destroyed the brick and mortar things.
I mean, I like the fact of Amazon because this way you don't have to go from Walmart to Target to Meijer to this store to this store to try and find something that you're looking for.
Mm.
You can just go Google it on Amazon. You can just look it up on Amazon. So when you were younger, we used to have to go from like
store to store,
you know, go 3-4 stores to find some,
you know which one I miss?
Item.
I miss Kmart.
No. Do you really?
I miss Kmart. Kmart's a part of our lives.
I know. It's a very special part. The closed one. The parking lot.
Then you had the Super K where I just almost gassed out
God. Where you almost killed someone with your ass.
Dude, that was nasty.
Oh my God. Even our kid took turn green.
That broad walked right through the fart.
Of course, our kid called you out.
Oh my God. You remember that?
Oh my God, that's so nasty. And then you looked at our daughter. She looks at you and she goes, "Ew, Dad." She was like 3 or something. I don't know.
Then in Blockbuster Video, it followed me around again.
Then you farted in an aisle in the video store. And then I go, "Dude, ew, don't walk by me." Because it's just like,
but you,
it's like you were crop dust in the store.
Dude, I crop dusted that broad, dude.
Dude, she walked right past you, right as you.
She did turn green. Even her friends started laughing her ass off.
I'm like, I can't laugh anymore.
I have no shame.
I'm gonna pee.
No shame.
No, that's awesome.
I'll let loose. And I love the quiet but deadly ones. That was a quiet but deadly one.
Yeah, that one. Well, the one in the video store wasn't, but the one in Kmart was. The video store, I heard your butt rumble, and I'm like, no, stay over there.
You got to admit, you have had some fun with me.
Yeah.
I keep your life interesting.
Yeah, because I never know what you're going to do next.
Is that what you like?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, God, where's this going to go? Especially when we're out somewhere. And if I hear somebody saying some stupid shit, and I'm like, oh, man. I'm like, this shit ain't going to end well. And I got to stick around just to see what happens.
I keep you on your toes.
You do. And it's like half the time I don't know if I should like stand in front of you to block you from being stupid or just hide behind you so I don't have to get hit in the middle in the crossfire. It's crazy.
I do notice when I go into your work, nobody talks to me. That's bullshit.
They're afraid of you. They are. They actually said it.
Whatever.
Megan is.
I know she is because I say some stupid shit.
Megan's afraid of you.
Anyway, guys.
She acts like she's a big deal because she lived in Elgin for a little while. She goes, nobody knows how to be gangster unless they're from a place like that. And I'm like, from Elgin?
Like, what the hell are you talking
I'm
about,
like,
Elgin?
Dude, Elgin? Ooh, that's so scary.
Have a good one.
And that's it for a Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem. Don't forget to visit us on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and all.